staying in China, and People Power has forced the cancellation of a controversial industrial waste pipeline. Nicole Johnston reports on the latest challenge to Chinese leaders, this time in the port city of Guangdong near Shanghai.
Around 1,000 demonstrators are taking on the power of the state. They force their way into a government office in Guangdong, smashing computers and throwing office papers into the street. They're upset about plans to build a waste discharge plant.
The waste of the factory must be polluting, and if it's dumped in the river, it'll then pollute the sea. It will have an impact on the environment. We must think about the future. We can't just focus on millions of dollars of benefits, which will very likely be put into the pockets of the officials anyway.
And it seems their campaign against the plant has paid off. On Saturday, plans for the discharge plant were dropped. This isn't the only win protesters have had. This month, demonstrations against a proposed copper refinery in Sichuan province forced local officials to abandon the idea. And in December, thousands of people in the southern village of Wukan rose up against land seizures by the authorities. And last year, protests broke out in Dalian against a petrochemical plant. Eventually, its construction was cancelled. The demonstrations are a sign of change in China. It seems that to maintain social stability, the government thinks more openness might be the answer. Nicole Johnston, Al Jazeera.
Well, Andrew Langer, you saw in that report, is a China specialist based in Hong Kong. He says the defiant mood is spreading across China.
The old model of repression, in other words, suppressing all these voices, arresting people in demonstrations, no longer works. And the Chinese leadership knows it because in the past, very seldom have decisions taken at the highest level been overturned. But this time around, you can see that the local governments are backing down quite rapidly, in fact. And that not only applies to the environmental sector, but also applying to cases of maybe even village elections. I mean, don't forget the high-profile case of the Wukan village election, which precipitated in a kind of confrontation between the locals and the officials, with the result that the party secretary himself had to intervene and overturn the earlier policy, resulting in a first open and fair election in China. So I think that this is a truly an inflection point. I think we're seeing more reform forces on the cards. And I think that this will be shown in the next leadership lineup to be unveiled in the autumn.